o'clock. I don't want to wait any longer. This is Gary Spackman, Department of Water Resources. And here, at least in the offices of the department, are, and I'll let people sound off around.
Any blades for the department?
Good morning, this is Norm Semenko from Parsons Bailey for Aberdeen Springfield Canal Company.
Kim White, I hear you are.
And on the telephone, please speak in and don't interrupt each other. If possible, thanks. Who?
Take roll.
And then take roll? Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Travis?
I don't have the roll in front of me.
This is Candace McHugh on behalf of the Coalition City.
Thanks, Candace. Okay. Anybody else?
Jerry Rigby.
I got you, Jerry. I got Cody. I've got...
This is Ed Goodman for the tribe.
Thank you, Ed.
Good morning, Dwayne Meekham here. Yay.
Thank you, Dwayne. Candace.
Sarah Klein. Okay, Calum. I'm sorry.
Nope. Great, Sarah. And Candace, I didn't acknowledge you, so... So I have listed... Oh, and Travis. I guess we ought to take a roll. So I have Candace, Jerry, Cody, Travis, Ed, Goodman, Dwayne, and Sarah. Anybody else on the phone?
Rob Harris. Rob Harris, we got a call from Calvin Water Inc.
Thank you, Rob. Anybody else? Great, thanks for calling in. I just booked... Oh, Lyle?
Yeah.
Great, thank you. And Tony?
Yeah.
Any others? Okay, thank you again. Just before the meeting, I was talking to Emmy Blades, and I asked her, I said, so is there anything that I need to bring up other than, say, what up parties? And in our discussions, we concluded that that's probably my, it should be my inquiry today. So is there someone that wants to lead off in presentations of what's transpired since our last conversation?
Director, this is Ed Goodman. I'm happy to jump in and do that. No one else is stepping up to the plate for it right now.
Thanks for volunteering.
Sure. The parties have been engaged in very productive settlement discussions, I believe. We got a recheck. I think that we had a proposal on the table that everyone has agreed to at this point. Or at least no one has objected to it yet. It's been agreement in the general principle of a settlement. We have to work out some specific details and how to implement it. I think we're all on the same page as far as how to resolve the issue general. That's the report. Once we have a detailed outlook, we will need to engage the department specifically. This is the role for the department in implementing the settlement. I think we probably could use some time on the phone this morning. I think people anticipated that we could use this time, like we did at the last status hearing, to confer about implementation details and where we're looking here. All in there, see if anyone else has anything to add or gotten it wrong.
Well, Ed and parties, I have a question, but I'll wait for any other comments or post the question. So, is the agreement conceptual and verbal in nature right now? Has it been reduced to writing? What's the stage of the agreement?
It's been reduced to writing in a series of emails that have been exchanged, and so we have agreement via email to what is a still conceptual, but pretty concrete conceptual idea for resolving it. It's the implementation of that concept that we have to work through. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. We are various boards and government bodies were considering the proposal up through the end of last. Just got a great agreement for the last groups of folks by the last week. I think actually by the time of the next year.
And I have another question. What would the parties like me to do, if anything, other than relinquish the party line here and let you visit, which I'm happy to do? Anything?
Well, Travis, I think you can stay on the line. I guess one of the ideas we have would be to hold a hearing like in the Blackfoot Reach matter to finish out the process to ultimately have a final order.
I see. So conduct what we characterize as a friendly or non-contested hearing to put the information, the agreement, and any evidence on the record related to it. And then issue the
order. Well, if I might, Director, I think it might be premature for us to do that because we haven't covered out the specifics of what the implementation would be in, but I don't think we want to relinquish the jurisdiction over the contested case just yet. That's my sense. I don't know other people doing that. Let's try to see that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. No, I was just, Ed, this is Travis, thinking that is something awkwardly at that project. I think it worked well last time, at least. The director gives you an opportunity to issue a final order.
So are you
suggesting?
This is Gary again. Are you suggesting, Travis, that we schedule another hearing date?
I think we can. I don't know if we need to do it today, but I something I know my clients would like to wrap up, probably have done for the fall.
If you want to have a hearing related to the settlement agreement, what is a reasonable time frame within which to set that hearing? Because, Travis, I'm assuming you'd like to have the issue resolved before the next end of irrigation season rolls around so that the controversy isn't still pending out there. And so I guess I was thinking maybe July time frame, but my inclination is based on what I've heard so far is to not set that hearing date, let you discuss the issues and tighten things up a little bit. And then, at least right now, I don't have that I can think of any real commitments in mind on the last week of July, but other than that, either the 1st of August or the middle of July, I'm not aware that I have any conflicts. And Travis, I'm sure you don't have any river trips that you would need to move somehow. So
I don't.
That's unfortunate. I agree with Ed. It probably would be premature for me to set that hearing, and I'd like to see what you come up with and in the end whether you want to hold a hearing and what kind of time frames you think it might take. So I would prefer just to let you have the phone line unless there's more you want me to say or participate in.
Yeah, Director, this is a good one again. I guess the one other thing we haven't talked about, but the current stay that you've issued goes through the end of March. We're all on the same page as far as that. I just want that stay to remain in effect.
Yes, and that's a detail we'll address. So I think we'll just issue another order. Stays the matter, perhaps for another month or something. But let's see where we end up in the discussions. Sammy, do you plan to stay during the discussions or not? What's the?
No, I think I'll step out too. I think.
Okay.
Unless the party won't be here for some reason, I think step out and let them talk.
Well, this is Travis. I don't mind if you stay in. I think whatever we best and how we implement it, I'm glad that Lyle and Tony are on.
Okay.
The only reason I'm suggesting that you stay, Emmy, is because based on those discussions, then maybe we can set the time period for the stay to coincide with whatever hearing date or whether they decide that the hearing is necessary. Okay, the last thing I want to say again is I appreciate the efforts of everyone in this contested case, and it's a pleasure to work with all of you. I gain a greater appreciation for water users and the attorneys who represent them over time, and this is a prime example of why that admiration continues to increase. So today, at least, let's all be members of a mutual admiration society. I like to belong to those occasionally. Old people. Anyway, thanks. Have a good discussion.
Thank you.